Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. News and comment. Whilst providing the enemies of the Ummah with advanced weapons, Trump insists on disarmament of Muslims who resist occupation. News. Prime Minister Mohammad Shehbaz Sharif, Friday, said Pakistan welcomes developments under the Board of Peace towards implementation of the process of disarmament under the Gaza Peace Plan. In a post on X, he said, quote, "The mediating countries, including the United States of America, Egypt, Qatar, and Turkey, deserve special appreciation for their efforts in achieving this progress. Under President Trump's courageous leadership, this represents a significant achievement for the Board of Peace." End quote. Comment. The plan of Trump for Gaza is to disarm the Muslims who resist occupation, whilst providing all manner of advanced weaponry to the Jews. The plan of Trump for Palestine is surrender of the blessed land of Palestine and its permanent occupation by those who incurred the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Jews. The plan of Trump for the Board of Peace is a web of regional alliances to normalize relations with the Jewish entity, so that the Muslim states embrace the Jews economically, militarily, and culturally. As for the agents of Trump, the rulers of Pakistan, they do not see beyond the orders of their master, in complete neglect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the believers. O Muslims of Pakistan, we demanded the mobilization of the armed forces of Muslims in support of Gaza, and it is a blessed demand. The blessed demand brought energy, hope, and dynamism, whilst terrifying the enemies of the Ummah. We must neither neglect nor retreat from our demand. We must persist in our demand and strengthen its effect. Indeed, our demand is blessed because its basis is within the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow the surrender of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. It is tied to the iman in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير.
Exalted is He who took His servant by night from Al-Masjid Al-Haram to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, whose surroundings we have blessed. Surah Al-Isra, Ayah 1. And the Sharia law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not allow alliance with those occupy our lands. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands we fight them and does not forbid us from fighting them.
إنما ينهاكم الله عن الذين قاتلوكم في الدين وأخرجوكم من دياركم وظاهروا على إخراجكم أن تولوهم ومن يتولهم فأولئك هم الظالمون.
Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbids you regarding those who fought over deen, drove you out of your homes and helped to expel you, from making them your allies. And whoever makes alliance with them, those are the oppressors. Surah Al-Mumtahana Ayana. So let us persist in our blessed demand and strengthen its effect. Let us contact all of our relatives and friends and relatives in the armed forces of Muslims. Let us demand that they mobilize in support of Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa and remove any obstacle that is in their way. Indeed, if any army of the Muslims or even a part of any army of Muslims mobilized against the cowardly Jews, liberation is a matter of a few hours within a single day by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O ulama of Pakistan, stand with the Muslims in their blessed demand and support them. The great Hanafi alim, Ibn Abdin al-Shami, the author of the volume of Hanafi Fiqh, Rad al-Muhtar, Ala al-Dur al-Muhtar, Guiding the Baffled to the Exquisite Pearl, says in his Hashiya commentary, quote,
وفرض عين إن هجم العدو على ثغر من ثغور الإسلام فيصير فرض عين على من قرب منه، فأما من ورائهم ببعد من العدو فهو فرض كفاية إذا لم يحتج إليهم، فإن احتاج إليهم بأن عجز من كان بقرب العدو عن المقاومة مع العدو أو لم يعجزوا عنها ولكنهم تكاسلوا ولم يجاهدوا فإنه يفرض على من يليهم فرض عين كالصلاة والصوم لا يسعهم تركه، وثم وثم إلى أن يفترض على جميع أهل الإسلام شرقا وغربا على هذا التدريج.
And it is an individual obligation. فرض عين. If the enemy attacks one of the borders of Islam, it then becomes an individual obligation on those who are closest to the enemy. As for those who are behind them, at a distance from the enemy, then it is a collective obligation of kifaya sufficiency, fard kifaya, if they are not needed. If they are needed, because those who are close to the enemy are unable to repel the enemy, or they are not unable to do, but they are lazy and do not fight, then it is an individual obligation on those who are next to them. It is just like the individual obligation of salah and fasting, and they cannot abandon the obligation, the individual obligation that extends and extends to others, until it is an obligation on all the people of Islam, East and West, in this gradual manner. End quote. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Musab Umair, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.